NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Nuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvonHouse.com. The La Scala Philharmonic Orchestra, under conductor Riccardo Muti, bringing us into the noon hour with a scherzo for strings by Italian composer Alfredo Catalani on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to have joined you to keep music going as we get into Wednesday afternoon. This noon hour has more Italian music, a lovely serenade for flute and guitar by Domenico Cimarosa, not to mention the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, with a whole sinfonietta by English composer Arnold Bax, all ahead here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, and author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. You can tell it's going to be a hot one this afternoon. A hot summer day like this calls out for Antonio Vivaldi's Summer Concerto from the Four Seasons. We'll hear it next. The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is here, along with violinist Christian Lee on Kansas Public Radio. From the Four Seasons of Antonio Vivaldi, the Summer Concerto in G Minor, played by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, along with violinist Christian Lee, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 12:24, and still to come is the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. In just a little over 10 minutes, they've got for us a sinfonietta by English composer Arnold Bax to share. Stay with us for that and much more still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com. And the Leeds Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 86 degrees. We're working our way to a high of around 91 with, for the most part, sunny skies. We also have a slight chance of showers, about a 20% chance of some showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight before midnight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and could see some potentially heavy rain, strong winds, some possible severe weather this evening, level of 72, 30% chance of showers for tomorrow, with a high around 90. Next, we're joined by James Galway, flutist and guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita. Together, they'll bring us a serenade for flute and guitar by composer Domenico Cimarosa on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade for Flute and Guitar by composer Domenico Cimarosa, played by James Galway and guitarist Kazuhito Yamashita on Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Support for classical music comes from Nuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvonHouse.com. We're ready for the Slovak Philharmonic, conductor Barry Wordsworth, and we have an orchestral suite, a sinfonia, or sometimes called symphonic fantasy, by English composer Arnold Bax from 1932, music described as emotions painted in music. The sinfonietta with the Slovak Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. The sinfonietta or sometimes known as a symphonic fantasy, composed in 1932 by Arnold Bax, and performed by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth here on Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, stay tuned for NPR News. The next hour brings us some American chamber music by Arthur Foote, as well as Mozart and his 33rd Symphony, all just ahead. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Celina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Their conductor, Howard Shelley, leading the Swiss-Italian Orchestra with a festival march in D major by German composer Louis Spohr on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to be back with you. Some more classical music is on the way. Mozart, in fact. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra joins us a bit later on with Symphony No. 33. That's still to come, along with much more for your Wednesday afternoon classical music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. Continuing with American chamber music, I've got something for you from one member of the Boston Six, group of New England area 19th century American composers, one of the most well-known of which was Arthur Foote. And I have with us now the Da Vinci Quartet and pianist James Barbagallo with Foote's Piano Quintet in A Minor on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Piano Quintet in A Minor by American composer Arthur Foote, played by the Da Vinci Quartet along with pianist James Barbagallo on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:35, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, and classical music continues till 3 this afternoon, as usual. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Wednesday afternoon. KPR's Classics by Request is powered by listeners every Friday morning and Saturday afternoon. Make your request for a favorite piece of classical music right now at our website. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. And then join Destiny every Friday morning from 9 to noon and Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on KPR. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra is going to be joining us next on KPR. Conductor Ton Koopman, and what we'll listen to is music from Mozart, composed in the summer of 1779. We've got Symphony No. 33 in B-flat major for you next on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart and his 33rd Symphony in B-flat major, composed in 1779 and played by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Ton Koopman on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. and in just a moment, NPR News, followed by another hour of classical music, one in which we'll enjoy the works of Dvorak, Beethoven, and Brahms. From him we've got the famous Haydn Variations with the Berlin Philharmonic in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Plain Spoken Books, an imprint of University Press of Kansas, publishing nonfiction books that amplify the voices of the Midwest by telling local stories of national significance. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu and Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Kanes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available wherever you get your podcasts. On the KU campus, it is 89 degrees, warming up to 91, 20% chance of showers for the afternoon, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Mostly cloudy skies, a low of 72. There's a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow, with temperatures expected around 89. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Between Dimensions Film Festival, featuring live scoring by musicians to selected experimental short films. The night concludes with a performance by Exotica Cocktail, June 14th at 7 p.m. at Maselli's. Details at collabdm.com.
Observers who are not arrested. Jude Jaffe Block, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A recording of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conductor Seiji Ozawa, as well as cellist Jules Eskin, the famous tune, Après un rêve, or After a Dream, by Gabriel Fauré on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, ready for one more go-around of classical music before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m. Pianist Claudio Arrau will play us a Beethoven sonata a little bit later. We have, as well, the famous Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms. The Berlin Philharmonic will be bringing us that in just a little while. Thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson here with you on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. The Boston Symphony has another performance for us now. Seiji Ozawa conducts once more with violinist Itzhak Perlman. And we've got something written by Antonín Dvořák in 1879 at the request of the Prague Provisional Theater, a romance for violin and orchestra in F minor, created using the help of a few motifs and themes from an earlier Dvořák string quartet. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Creation by Antonín Dvořák from 1879 for violin and orchestra, Romance in F minor, played by the Boston Symphony. Conductor Seiji Ozawa once again and violinist Itzhak Perlman today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:21, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we've got the Berlin Philharmonic awaiting us with the famous Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services, featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. 89 degrees on the KU campus. 20% chance of showers for this afternoon. And tonight before 11 p.m., 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with some potentially severe weather occurring tonight, low of 72. There's a 30% chance of showers tomorrow. For tomorrow morning and afternoon, temperatures around 89. We'll listen to Claudio Arrau at the piano next for an early sonata written by Beethoven in 1796, which he dedicated to an early patron of his, the Countess Anne Marguerite von Braun. Piano Sonata No. 6 in F Major here on KBR. An early Beethoven piano sonata from 1796. Piano Sonata No. 6 in F Major, played by pianist Claudio Arrau on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:40, 20 minutes until all things considered. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. We've just had a major update from the National Weather Service in Topeka. It now seems that the KPR listening area, virtually the entire KPR listening area, is under a tornado watch. It's going to last until 9 p.m. this evening. I do say virtually the entire KPR area. A few counties not included in that watch at the moment, Coffee, Franklin, Miami, Anderson, and Linn counties. Those counties, for the moment, not currently under this tornado watch, but yes to everywhere else in the KPR listening area. We've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, which are potentially severe storms occurring late this afternoon and this evening. And as I say again, a tornado watch now in effect for virtually the entire KPR listening area. And that's going to last till 9 p.m. this evening. Keep it tuned with us throughout the evening here on KPR for all the latest severe weather updates. We've got for you now the Berlin Philharmonic and Claudio Abbado with the famous Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms, next on KPR. Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, and the Variations on a Theme by Haydn by Johannes Brahms, here on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Catch more classical music tonight from 7 to 9. And keep it tuned here to KPR for all the latest weather updates. The KPR listening area, virtually the entire area, under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. this evening. Some potential significant weather developing tonight. Support for All Things Considered comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. It is 3 o'clock.